Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 7th, 2026. Today is Saturday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. However that may be, let each of you lead the life that the Lord has assigned, to which God called you. This is my rule in all the churches. Was anyone at the time of his call already circumcised? Let him not seek to remove the marks of circumcision. Was anyone at the time of his call uncircumcised? Let him not seek circumcision. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but obeying the commandments of God is everything. Let each of you remain in the condition in which you were called. Here ends the reading. By the time Paul is preaching and founding congregations around the Mediterranean, the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection had already ceased to be simply a story told within the confines of synagogues. The good news of the gospel, aided by the relative ease of transportation and the ease of communication due to commonly spoken languages, Latin and Greek, had spread throughout the region. And as Luke points out in the book of Acts, the story gains a following among the Gentiles. In fact, most of the congregations Paul establishes are mixed with both Jewish and Gentile converts to the way of Jesus. It is difficult for us to understand just how unusual this situation was for Jews and Gentiles to be worshiping together. Because we have difficulty understanding how unusual the situation was, that makes it difficult for us to understand one of the first great theological questions of the early church. Did a Gentile need to become a Jew in order to become a Jesus follower? If the answer to that question was yes, then any Gentile male would need to be circumcised. If the answer to that question was no, then how were Jewish males to understand their religion in relationship to Jesus? Whatever the answer, it was clear that at some point, Gentile Christians would outnumber Jewish ones. What would this mean for local congregations? And how would these disparate groups go on to deal with other differences, such as the question of eating meat that had been used in religious rites at pagan temples? While questions like these don't necessarily carry the sort of weight for us that they did for the first century congregations, I believe it is important to think carefully about how Paul goes about addressing the situation. In his teaching to the Corinthians, Paul tells the congregation that he has a rule, by which he means this is his consistent teaching whenever the question arises. Let everyone remain as they were when they were converted to the way of Jesus. That's Paul's rule. By establishing this teaching, Paul, himself a Jew, was in effect making it plain that circumcision was not a prerequisite to becoming a Christian. He underscores this by saying circumcision is nothing. He also doesn't elevate Gentile over Jew because he says uncircumcision is nothing. His comment about obedience to God suggests that while circumcision doesn't give anyone an inside track to the Almighty, it is a sign of a person's identity within a people. Obedience to the commandments of God applies to Gentiles as well from the moment of their conversion, but they need not, as adults, submit themselves to a ritual performed on 8-day-old infants. Now, you may be asking yourself, what does any of this have to do with 21st century Christians, especially since the vast majority of us were not Jews to begin with? I believe one takeaway from Paul's teaching here is about the necessity of obedience. And this obedience is not some sort of dreary rule-keeping or box-checking. To obey, in the New Testament sense of the word, carries within it the notion of maintaining a stance of listening, so that we may hear where the Spirit is leading us. Obedience, then, begins with listening. We listen to the words of Scripture. We listen to those Scriptures being taught. We listen in prayer. We listen in worship. We listen in community with our fellow Christians. In all of that listening, we begin to discern how we are to live in response to the salvation gifted to us by God's gift of God's own self in the person of Jesus. I believe what Paul is urging us towards is an understanding that such deep listening may involve taking a different direction. His teaching here is clearly a departure from what a brittle reading of his own scriptures would have led him to impose on his Gentile brothers. This is the second takeaway I get from today's reading. When we are so locked into our own certainties that we cannot make room for the inclusion of those different from us, then we've missed the point of the gospel. I think of how brittle readings of scriptures have in the past in the church justified slavery, racism, misogyny, and homophobia, just to name a few things. The church is still repenting and making amends for those brittle and misguided readings. We were so certain what the scriptures meant, we couldn't listen. And when we were unable to listen, we couldn't hear any different way that God could be calling us to obey. Paul reminds us here that as the gospel continues to spread, even in our own day, the church needs to be open to the ways in which we are being called to live more fully into the community of love we have been created to be. And that obedience to living into our full identity, it begins with listening. Let us pray. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending day upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship on the morrow give you glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.